is what we've each agreed to do. So they're reminding us to not be concerned if our lives seem a little top heavy. In other words, if it just seems like we're ox or, you know, a beast of burden, you know, just carrying these really hard or tough energies, because that's what we're doing. We're here and entitled to move mountains. And so moving mountains means that we're extracting all of the debris, all of the circumstantial evidence that leaves us in guilt, that leaves us impoverished, that leaves us in suffering. So as we will receive and attend to the gifts of the heart. So this is the true alchemist. This is the true healing, where we open up. And when I'm saying this, it's like we're opening up a sacred seal. And so the seal leads us to victory. It leads us to new entitlement. It leads us to our true potentiality. So we want to remember that we're here to give it our very best. In other words, it's not just let me make sure I can collect as much in the linear and pile it up and hoard it in. So it's about enjoying the linear, enjoying your creature comforts, but to do it with the higher awareness of all. So what is occurring now are the energies. It's like splitting the logs. In other words, those places where we had boulders, those places where we had courtesy of yesterday, in other words, that were really just intrusive. They were keeping us, like I just see like a log that is crossed in my path where I just can't cross over. This is what's coming up for victory. So we're being given the keys of the heart. We're being given the keys to our true circumstances. So when I say true circumstances, I literally have this crystal that is like, it looks like a wand, but it's crystalline. And it has, they're saying like our secret voyage. In other words, it's giving us our teachings. It's giving us our higher truths. What it's giving us, they're saying, is stories untold. So in other words, it's helping us break free from the past, break free from the pain. So whether it's you've had addictions, you've had addictive thought patterns, you've had low self-esteem, whatever it is that I would really like to move forward, I would really like to pass and present and achieve. But it's like no matter how much we try, it's like we keep sort of staying in the familiar, staying, I don't want to say stuck, but it's sort of like staying in inertia. So as we will receive our holy attribute, our holy entitlement. So again, these are our secret treasures. And I literally just see all these gems and gemstones and energy that's bringing us our pronouncement. In other words, it's bringing us victory. It's bringing us truth. It's bringing us higher engagement. And so as we will receive this with mirth and gladness. So mirth and gladness, it's like, well, wait a minute, I'm sitting here with all these problems and you're talking about mirth and gladness. So we want to remember, it's a new vocation, it's a new cycle, it's a new broadcast, it's a new day, it's a new horizon. So these energies, these future visions are they're saying they're here at last. They're here at last, and they're showing me the Ace of Swords. So this is where you really cut through the old engagement. So the old engagement can be fear, it can be guilt, it can be shame, whatever it is. It's that Ace of Swords is cutting through. So remember, it's like that log splitting and allowing us to proceed. So what we're opening up to is releasing ourselves from that disadvantage, from that old energy, that old stale advisement. and we're allowing further vision. So further vision is we're walking through, and I literally have all of us like single file, like just passing by the debris, passing by the impasse, and following each other and making our way. So as we'll receive the gifts of the heart, and again, we're dropping the old way, we're dropping the old information, and we're allowing the treasured secrets. So this is our new lifestyle, our new promotion, our new delicacy, our new advocacy. So it's like these energies are bringing forth self-promotion. So what we're learning to do is to receive. And so this is an energetic offering and advisement. So as we open, and they're saying like to break bread, so it's sort of like eat, drink, and be merry. As we open to this heavenly advancement, we come to our future request. So this is, we open up our treasure chest. We open up to our truth. So it may feel like, well, you've been living your life, but really, it's your social engagement's been living your life. Your indoctrination's been living your life. Your unconscious material's been living your life. As funny as that sounds. So what we're opening to is our highest endorsement. This is our truth, who we are, who we are. So as we'll receive our holy advancement, this is receiving our true essence, our true nature, our true entitlement. So when I'm receiving these energies, oh gosh, I feel less fear is what I feel. I tend to still like be working through these fear energies, but like for no reason at all. It's just sort of always there. But when I receive this, it's like, wait a minute, if I'm always one with my higher counsel, with my higher self, and that's always showing me the highest truth and path, then what is there to fear? So what we're learning to do is to take that highest advisement. Take that highest advisement. So as we will receive these harmonics with true entitlement is we're learning to come into that place of oneness. We're learning to come into that place of wholeness. We're learning to come into that agreement that we're bringing forth for all to witness. So in essence, it's we're aligning with new recommendations, new holy values, new holy sensory adaptations, again, frequency, consciousness, of liberal outstanding pleasure. So in essence, love. So it's like helping us to release prior pain, prior misery. And sometimes our pain and misery is really self-induced. It's not so much what's happening as much as how we're interpreting everything. And so this is where it's giving us new approaches, new sacred truths and values. So as we will receive this highest offering, as we will receive our true advisement, is coming up. As we will receive our true advisement, we come under this umbrella. So just imagine yourself under this amazing, beautiful umbrella or pavilion, but you want to feel like you're being covered. You're being cared for. You're being attended. Because this is the truth. This is the truth. We're learning how to release and expunge that old energy, that old like outcast. It's just old ways of seeing things, old ways of relating. Because we want to remember everything we're experiencing comes from our own advisement. So it's not what is, it's how we interpret things. What we believe, the beliefs that we hold. So what we're learning to do, what we're engaging in, is our true harmonics. So this is where we only see love, we only witness love. So what we're engaging in is our true ministry. So that ministry is the energies that we hold become our ministry. It's like our signal of readiness that we offer to one and all. So it's not the words we say. It's like, well, I read this in the spiritual book. Maybe it'll help you. It's not the words at all. It's the frequency. It's the frequency that we're attending to. So we're opening up our heart and we're witnessing our life's journey. And so our life's journey is journeying to our new tomorrow, journeying to our truest self, journeying to our truest claim. So as you will receive the gifts of light, as you will receive your new engagement. So you want to remember, there's like, just imagine a new timeline that you're crossing over, your new engagement. And so we're the ones that decide that. We're the ones that decide to receive. So you're thinking like, why wouldn't you want to receive that? So what will we do? It's sort of like there's a new. And so there's always that place of choice, that place of willingness. And it's very interesting. It's like, why wouldn't you want it to get good? And why wouldn't you want it to get better? And why wouldn't you want it to get better still? And so this is where we're releasing the belief in suffering. So suffering is, I have to show that I'm worthy. I have to show that I'm responsible. I have to show that I'm a good boy or girl or whatever program you're still holding. We all have different degrees where suffering does us good. You know, it's like, I got to show that I clocked in 100 hours here to make that money. Well, why not just make it in a couple hours? Why not just do that? So this is where we're opening up to that place of miraculous enjoyment. So this is where we heal instantly. We grow instantly. So it's like opening. But then that last decision is just in a nanosecond because we decide to consent to our light. We can decide to consent to our highest placement. So this is where we're releasing that pain. We're releasing the suffering. We're releasing, well, look what my ancestors went through, so I have to do it too. We're showing new agreement. We're showing true engagement. So as we will receive liftoff, as we will receive holy advisement. So when I'm saying that, there are these light codes that are just, oh my gosh, it almost looks like when you see mantras sometimes circling around someone energetically, it's like energy that's sort of like sealing it, sealing your fate. So when I'm saying that, it's like coming into agreement with what you have now decided. You have chosen true life. You have chosen love. Love of self, love of your higher self, love of the witness of the truth of all of humanity. So again, we're all light. We're all light. We're all an extension of the divine. But we had engaged in the belief of separation and suffering. So it seems like some are a bit confused at times. So this is where we're offering that cascading intelligence, that cascading circulation of true engagement. The truth is your light. The truth is you're one with your higher awareness already. So it's turning everyone's attention. And so as we will turn our attention to the light, as we come in to truer and truer mastery, that's how we bring that to one and all. So as you will choose your highest engagement, this is saying yes. Yes to ease. Yes to light. Yes to wholeness. Yes to miracles. Yes to I receive, to demonstrate how to receive. Not to do without, to make others that don't have feel better. I receive to show blessings, abundance, union. So allow these energies, they're saying, allow these energies to come one and all. In other words, to travel to every part of your consciousness. So whether you feel like the pain still from the past engagement, current relationships, physical intrusion, meaning physical disease, whatever it may be. So again, when we allow these energies to circulate, they bring us true remembrance. We're already whole. We're already provided for. Because again, as we receive it, we self-adjust. We adjust and tune in to that alignment, that timeline. So just imagine that. There are all these different timelines. Which one are you plugged into? Which one are you agreeing with? Which one resonates with your consciousness? And are you willing by good faith to abort past protocol, past procedures? Well, my family holds a lot of guilt. Well, you're here to bring forth the good news, the truth. So this is weird. There's something that keeps coming up today in this attunement about releasing the need to provide. And what they mean by that is like birds of a feather flock together. So everyone else is having this to be part of the gang. You dumb down your light. You talk about your problems also. Whatever it is, we want to give ourselves the freedom. They're showing me a passport to extinguish that lifestyle. It's okay for everything to be good. It's okay for everything to be great. It's okay to be the way shower, to demonstrate truth. Let us receive.